Before I start, I want to take 2 minutes. Actually, I'm going to ask you for a favor.
Okay.
The past few weeks I'm getting congested. Cold's abyssal. Yeah. I was speaking over my wife. We were trying to figure out the siva. And I said, the problem is 9 to 10 in Shalmi Simcha. That's the problem. The Metzias is, and I said, yeshiva knows, everyone knows, the yeshiva's air conditioning works very, very stark. Everyone knows, it's almost freezing. And the Metzias is a musik of body heat. It's a musik of body heat. Kenir the Holzman, there was, the Holzman was around. It's coming this time, you know, it's coming. It's an Ibriya on the Maisa. And there's not so much body heat. Kenir, that's the problem. 9 to 10, there's not much people. So, the Maisa, I said, maybe, how am I going to get people to come 9 to 10? I'll make a terror campaign. Chashiva Satara, maybe even it's bordering on a Bain Shelter. So you have to be a Bama Drager for that. The Maisa, at the end of the day, you're coming out of Torah. There's all kinds of Yetzirah, excuses. The Maya said, it's an Ibiyar, it's a hard man. It's hard. It's an Ibiyar. It's a hard Zach. The mayor's flying, he's running from Sugya to Sugya. There's all kinds of excuses. There's another excuse, which is true. These things are true. Is that at the end of the day, it's Shver. It's Takish Shver to come on time. I'm going to Shver to be into it as much towards the end of this month. So make it a Seder a little shorter. Come in the beginning, come 9:15. It's a drag to be the end of Seder. I come 10:15. It's a shorter seder. It's all cheshbon. So nice. So if I come, I'm calling mitzad Torah. The ma'aser the Torah has what to say about. So, don't maybe put an incentive. I don't have money. What can I do? I would like to make a mitzad. I don't have money. So I said, Gvaldik, we're talking to Americans, chutzniks, chesed. They always do chesed. I'm gonna make a chesed campaign. That's the answer. Chesed, Torah. You have to be a mama drega. Americans are very nice. They always. You come to tell your wife. She understand that. You want to do chesed, I'm a yid. I think I'm older than everyone in this room. Maybe shy, I'm older than you. Come on, I think I'm older than everyone in this room. Tell your wife. First, you don't want to do a chesed with your Yerush Chavura. He's getting sick. Come. Chesed, make a chesed campaign. The Ilum should come. That's him from 9 to 10. And I'll be a Bez Hashem. There'll be some more body heat in the base measures. Bez Hashem. So that's, please, spread the word out that we're trying to make a chesed campaign until the end of the Zman. First, chusu alai. First, stay in the sugya. Yeah. The Gemara states, the sugya from Rabbi Metzila Chaver, Kone Chaver. It's done eaten from Rabbi Metzila Kone Chaver, Machlik Samaroi. We have Sarechot, Rab Nachman, Rab Chizda Hold, Rabbi Metzila Chaver, Loi Kone Chaver. Rabbi Metzila Chaver, Loi Kone Chaver, and the time is Mefurish in the Gemara. The reason is because Havi Ketoifis Labal Choy Vemokam Shechav Lacher. Hagam is a Metzila, we're talking about a Metzila, we're talking about a Hefker. The Gemara compares it to Peah. As Gams are talking about something that's not a Choy. Oh, it's only something that people had the opportunity. All aniyim by pay, all aniyim have the opportunity to get it. By mitziah, it's open for everyone to get. Oh, but the ma'aser, that's a chav lacher. The ma'aser, that's a chav lacher. And the Gemara should do it. Just like by a tefis of a chayv, shemogim shechav lacher, it doesn't work. So too by mitziah and pay. In the sugya we have Rabbi Yochanan, who holds magbim as chaver, kona chaver. It's not mefurish the tam of Rabbi Yochanan. The cheshbon asugya. There's a machteran cheshbon asugya lechayra, Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Ula also hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Magbim etzel chayra kana chaver, because they both say that by peya an ani la ani could zicher be zoyche, one ani could be zoyche for the other ani, and by peya hakol even though it's chamim you could say by peya hakol ani emetzvah, so lechayra they all hold the Magbim etzel chayra kana chaver. So nochem was not mafurish in the sugya the time of the manomer akaman of Rabbi Yochanan. In Ulan Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's mefurish. The reason why they hold that by pair yekoina you could be zoicha lecher who adin metzia is because of migu. Zok toisis lemaisa b'das Rabbi Yochanan also, and the reason why magbiya metzia lechaver kana chaver also is because of migu the zochin and avshi zochi lechaver. And let's talk in the need in my payo. Do you say by an osher laani? Do you only say by ani laani migu the zochin and avshi? What about an osher? An osher needs two migus. He needs migu the boy mafke and chasav. And he needs migud the boy the zochel and avshe. Do you say two migos or do you only say one mig? That's the shorish asugi. So kum tois, clara, amurim. The pashas of the sugi is that the nidun of the sugi drapes sich around the din of magbiya mitzilah chaveru. That needs to come on to a migud azachi. And that's the question: when do you have the migud azachi? When don't you have the migud azachi? There are shitas that amurim hold you bechalal. You don't see migud azachi in nafshe. The meila in all these cases, you won't be able to be the meila by chloy, by peya, by mitzilah. You won't be able to be magbiya mitzilah chaveru. And then there are shitas hold you do say migud. It's a shaila. Vivite. You say two migud. You say migud. I want to try to mevar a little bit. This noise, what is the problem of migu? Why do you need to come on to migu? Why don't you have the regular parasha magbiya mitzilah chaver, regular parasha of schia? Schia mitam shlichus. In many cases, the sugi there is a before sheminu shlichus. What is the problem? It seems in the Gemara, the problem is chav lacher. Poshup shan, the Gemara, the problem is chav lacher. What is this problem of chav lacher? Why does it take away the parasha migu schia? And how does migu dezochi help for that? That's the two things we want to try to mevar. What's the problem of chav lacher? And what is Migud HaZochi? How is Migud HaZochi a tshuva to that problem? There's in the Seder Sugya, Mufur Machlokes Rashi against all the Rishonim, Rashi the Das Yochin in this issue. Rashi says that this whole ma'akit, the whole concern of Chav Lachir, is only by the parasha of Schia. It's only the case of Magbiya Metzil Chaver Bepshuta is when Shimon is coming to be Midas Atzmi, coming to be Magbiya for Reuven. But when Reuven is Mamanim a Shliach Bepshuta, Rashi's Mashma, Rashi says it clearly by Balchoyf, Reuven is Mamanim Shimon a Shliach to be Teufas for him. To be Tevis in the Chayiv, Avada, it works. And all the Rishonim argue on Rashi, they come from Rayas, Michutz, Mifnim, Kama Rayas, that even by a Shliach, there is Dod, the Chisar, and Chav Lachem, you have to come on to Migud HaZochi, and Afshi Zochi L'Chavir. So I'm avar a little bit of Machloikas. So let's be Machtim. Let's get the Yisoy, and we'll get back maybe to Rashi and Tevis. The Chorin Taka Zuch, what is Taka the Pshat? It's Mavur. That Rabbi Yitzchak Chaver has to come on to the Yisoid of Migud HaZochim and Afshe Zochim L'Chaver. What happened to the regular parasha of Schia? We have a din of Zochim L'Adam Shleib Avonim. It's an Eluzman. The Kamer Yishenim, it's a Posik. It's a parasha in the Torah. The Kamer Yishenim, it's a Svarim. But it's a din, Schia Mitam Shlichus. Ma'ar Yishenim learned that Gedder is an Ansadi. If Ruvain knows that Shimon wanted to pick up the Mitzvah, so he's like Shimon. He's an Tarah Shliach. Vos is Chav Lachem. Say the Chav Lachem. Not a nice thing. Say there, it's not the most nice thing. But what happened to the parasha of Schia? What happened to the parasha of Schia? So in the Pnei Yeshua, what was the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis? Pei Dalal, he's Metzia the Tzad. And maybe, it's a Gedra al Ein Shliach al Varver. Ein Shliach al Varver. Mila, Ein Schia. It's also Mitam Shliach al Schia. Maybe it tells Ein Shliach al Varver. And the Pnei Yeshua says, it's Ke'ein Aver. This is a clear what he means. There's a Chibur on the Shulchan Aruch. It's called Kesev Kodshim. It's written by the Bachacha. The Bachacha, he writes, doesn't bring the Bnei Yeshua, but it's an aver of the lecha soni l'chaver chalei sabi. You're over a person who does something chav lachem, you want to tell yourself, you're over an aver, a lecha soni l'chaver chalei sabi. It's an aver. Na'ezach, this is the Rishayim, this is the Manzach Nisha, but maybe that's the Pshah and chav lachem. The Ksois says something similar, not exactly. The Ksois in Kufay says that the reason that he's talking not explaining the sheet as a whole, it's concerned by Shlichus. But if you hold like Rashi, that the concern of chav lachem is only by Schiyas, up to Ksois, maybe the Pshah is, that the mokum, it's a chav lachem. The parsha of the Torah didn't say the parsha of schia. The ksois is going, but that's Rashi. That it's a posik. It's a parsha. It's a chiddush of the Torah. The parsha of zochin. Maybe the Torah only said when everyone's gaining. When there's somebody losing out of you, the Torah didn't say the parsha of schia. The sada shova, the Bnei Yeshua is a little more mechudish. Over the sada shova, the Bnei Yeshua and the ksois is, and both of them are saying reasons why the parsha of shlichus and schia doesn't start. The parsha of shlichus and schia doesn't start. Parsha of schia. So first of all, the first hour is. That you look at the Lashon, the only Lashonis we have the Lashonis of Rashi, the Lashonis of Rashi. Lashon Rashi, Sai Bayos, and Sai Bay Ksubis is Lav Kol Kamine. Rashi Bayos says, Lav Kol Kamine, Liets Koifitz, Me Eilov, Liz Koifitz, Elov, Alocha Lizet. Rashi, and Ksubis says, Lav Kol Kamine, Liz Koifitz, Elov, Alocha Lizet. The Rosh Bayos uses the same Lashon. The Rashi didn't use the same Lashon. The Ramban, it's in the new Rambans, the green Rambans, he adds in the law, the same exact Lashon, Lav Kol Kamine. They all use the same word, Lav Kol Kamine. The lav kol kimine means, kol hashas means you don't have koyach. It sounds in the Rishonim that they're not saying that the parsha doesn't start. I mean, the Felix says, and the Felix Benesha of the word is not that you don't have koyach, the parsha doesn't start. Of course, there's no shlichas. Of course, you don't have koyach. What's the taina? You don't have koyach. It sounds from all the Rishonim that etzim, there is a parsha of schia and shlichas. You're coming armed with schia and shlichas. Notice what we call a ma'akev, there's a taina. You don't have the koyach to use the parsha of shlichas and schia. The Felix Benesha of the says, you have to say the Rishonim maybe are saying, all the sibas are over. The reason why it's an Aveiro, the reason why the Torah didn't say Schia is because of Lav Kol Kamine. At the end of the day, the Chesaron is not Lav Kol Kamine. At the end of the day, the Chesaron is there's no Shlichas and Schia. Efsher. Very doichik. All the Rishonim use the Shpach. All the Rishonim. We have to explain that they all use the Shpach of Lav Kol Kamine. Of a bigger kasha, this is a kasha of dik. There's a bigger kasha, and there's a big problem. Is that l'chayra, if you set up the sugya, that the problem of chabal cherem is that the parasha of shlichus or schia doesn't start. So then again, the way we set it up, migud azochi is a tshuva, is a solution to the problem of chabal cherem. That's a setup of the sugya. Migud azochi has to be a sugya. How is a migud azochi going to answer that problem? If the Torah didn't say a parasha of shlichus when it's chabal cherem, or the Torah didn't say a parasha of schia, who cares migud azochi l'nafshi zochi l'chavri? What is that? So you have to say l'chayra l'fri the bnei Yeshua and k'sayis mamshich their mahalach. You have to say they're learning. Reuven brings this from the Masas Binyanim earlier paiskim that they're learning that the pshat is migud azochi is a baal batei shavart and mitzias. It means it's takana chav lachem. Migud azochi and afshi means if Reuven is there about to pick up a mitzias for Shimon and everyone else tining is chav lachem, Reuven says chav lachem. Anyways, I'm going to pick it up. What's the difference if I pick it up from me and Shimon? I'm not chav to you anyways. Anyways, you're not going to be zeich. Anyways, I'm not going to be zeicha. I'm a Baal Chayv. Reuven's a Baal Chayv. Shimon's a Baal Chayv. He tells the other Baal Chayvus, anyways, I'm not going to be zeicha. It's a Baal Batish of Earth. That it's Poshet Nan Mitzias. It's not going to be Chav Lacher. That's what the Masa. You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to say. You have to say it's not Bechlal Chav Lacher. Memela. It's not a Dvar Vera. Memela. There is a Parashat Schia. Lacher. It's Kamakashas on that Mahalach. And the Smalach of the Masa is beyond. That all Migul de Zochi is just making it Baal Batish. It's saying, since it's Oymid anyways for my Schia. So it's a problem. It's common. I have three or four kashas. But the clearest the kasha, three the kasha, a lot of the kashas based on shittas rishonim. The clearest the kasha is all time is already is that l'chayra by the Mars mavur that the migu and the cheshman asugya is zochsik by an usher also. If you hold, you say trey migu. You could say not only by an oni for an oni for an usher to an oni. By an oni to an oni, I could hear if one oni is there. You could say to the rest of the aniyim, listen, I could be zeichen of it. It's avlachem. Oh, an usher standing over there. An usher. He's standing there. You could say, you could tell Alanim, anyway, he's gonna stand. I mean, you're my lawyer, you see, an usher. I never saw someone who has $1 million, math girls in the house. I never saw it. Tell me if you saw it. I never saw it. It's not that it doesn't really happen. It's not something that happens so much. The usher, the Reichman could come and say, yeah, don't Alanim, don't worry, I'm about to get this pair. It's gonna happen in a second. It's not something that's only meant to happen, Bechlal. He could do it. Mikudazochi means he could do it. But it's not gonna happen. Very hard to understand over there that it's not considered a mitzias chav lachem. So chora hamuchach for me zeh is that the migud azochi of the sugyo is not just a balabatish of art. That in mitzias it's oymid anyways for the sugyas achem. It's a migud kekol migud shevashas. It's a migud kekol migud shevashas. Al derech we have migus. We have migus that are koyach hatainis in hilchos mamonis. The migud says that if I could al yedei another taina I could accomplish a certain mamonis or a certain schus in the mamonis al yedei taina b. And it's bekoyach for me to have that taina, I could transfer and I could take that koyach that I have over here and take it today also. The migul, maybe we'll see more befrata soon. But the migul over here in our sugi is somewhere similar to that. It's since we're downing on, do I have a koyach schia? And I'm saying, since I could be zeichen myself, now I could also be zeichen of you. Something like that, you have to get into. But it's zicher not saying it's ois choyv lachem. Frekach hashayl. Yeah? Nidna roish v'noshuv to divrei apnei Yeshua and the koyach. What does help koyaches? What is the koyach? The parasha shlichus is a dvar aver. You have the koyach to do a dvar aver. Fine. You have the koyach to do a dvar aver. Oh, but it doesn't take away. It's not a dvar aver. It's a dvar aver. Ain't shlich dvar aver. Felix says the Torah didn't say the parasha of schia. The Torah didn't say the parasha of schia because chav lachem. In the tzias, it's still chav lachem. By an usher, it's still chav lachem. It's not chav lachem. Nor the usher has greater koyaches. Koyaches from here to tomorrow. Oh, but the Torah didn't say the parasha of schia. How in the world could the usher be zeicha for yet? I'm trying to advise in the tzuris shmeitzer that the word of chav lachem cannot be. That the sugya, that the parsha of schia and shlichus doesn't start. The vaistich ois that the parsha of schia and shlichus does start by chav lachem also. Who said by chav lachem also? The Torah said the parsha of shlichus, it said it by chav lachem also. And the Torah said the parsha of schia be'etzim. There's no mania to say it didn't say the parsha. No, there's a svara dikke chesaron called, it's called ma'akev, a positive ma'akev called chav lachem. And that ma'akev, that neutralizes, it starts off, but it says, it's ma'akev, koloshim ma'akev, it's ma'akev, the parsha of schia and shlichus. That's the chur and the suiz the shmeitzer. It has to be. That's the mahalach. And somehow migud azochi takes away that ma'akiv. That's to be the build of the sug. What's the beer from? So taka it's taka mechudish the gazach. But I'm giving this was chazal zog. The chur is a sugi arucha. Chazal had a swirl here that we have to try to understand as best as we could. Stay in the sugi the chur. Loshen Rashi. Loshen the Rosh. Loshen the Ramban. It was a tain of lav kol kiminei lochov lizev liskois lizev. What does this mean? So first start by the mushal of Baal Choy. The Gemara gives a mushal that Mitzia is like a Baal Choy. My Baal Choy, Reuven, let's say in a case where there's no Migud Azochi, Reuven's coming to be Zoycha for Shimon. Shimon has a Choy on Levi. And Reuven's coming to be Zoycha for Shimon. There's a lot of other Baal Choyvis over here. Reuven says, I want to be a Shliach for Shimon. I know Shimon really wants to, he needs this money. I want to be that. There's a lot of other Baal Choyvis. Lav kol kamine. What does that mean? It means the other creditors, the other bali chayos, they have a taina. They have a taina over here. At the end of the day, we're being mafsid over here. You're being mafsid us. We have a shibud over here. We have a right to go collect our money over here. And by taking this $100, we're losing out. We can't now take this $100. You're being mafsid us. State that the other bali chayos have a taina on Shimon, who wants, on Reuven, sorry, who wants to get involved. He wants to be kofitz me'elov. He wants to get involved and do something for somebody else. It's a taina. You don't have a recht to do that. It's a kilo of tviyah. It's like a tviyah in Chosha Mishra. Chosha Mishra b'dek tviyah. You don't have a recht to do that. You don't have a recht to go be mafsaros. You don't have a recht to go do something that's mafsaros. State in the Gemara that it's not only a tviyah l'chadchilo, and this is a b'chidesh, it's not only a tviyah, you can hear it's a tviyah l'chadchilo. It's a tviyah b'di'evet. If you do an action that we have a tviyah on you that you don't have a recht to do, but the Eved that makes your actions not valid. Chosha Mishra, the Torah recognized the Taina, and the Torah says, this Taina is true, so you don't have a recht to do that Asiyah. If you do an Asiyah that the other, Achim, have a recht, the Taina on you, so it knocks out that Tfiyah. It's not a good Tfiyah. It's not a good Asiyah. State in the Gemara, and there's a tremendous Chiddush, if you Rav Amaroim and Rav Yishainim, that this is true not only by a Baal Choyv, not only by a Choyv, it's true by a Metzian Hefker. A Metzian Hefker, everyone has the opportunity, even though they have any Bailus in the Chayfetz. But everyone in Klal Yisrael, everyone has it's oymed the schias kulam. All of a sudden, one person's coming to take. He's be'etzem being mafsid achem. Do they have bailus over it? They don't have bailus over it. Abba lamayis, it's oymed the schias achem. State in Gemara, every time you're zoichin and mitzian a hefker, you're being mafsid be'etzem achem. It's staring be'etzem again, be'etzem staring again. Because that all the achem, they have a taina lav kol kamine, the hosnish kenech. This is the sugi, this is the alf base of the sugi. Poshet, and everyone agrees, I think all the Rishonim say this is the Poshet Shem, the Zuk. Lav Kongen is the Taina. Now, Vaistois, on the person himself, is being Zoichen himself, Vaistois, but he's also being Mafsar Achim. Oh, but you can't Taina, Reuven can't Taina and Shimon, how can you be Mafsar me? He's not better than you. Every time someone's Zoichen and Messiah, everyone loses out. Why are you better than me? You should take it to be Mafsar Achim, I also take Mafsar Achim. However, this is the Sugi starts, what happens if someone's not coming to be Zoichen himself? Shimon's saying, I'm not coming to be Zoichen myself, I'm coming to do for Yenim. Either we'll see soon, we'll get into the particular soon, but either I'm coming to do schiri tam shlichas, I'm coming to do shlichas. I'm not coming to do for myself, I'm coming to do for Yenim. Over there, the taina is chazer, the taina is chalal reishoy, the taina comes, everyone else tainas and says, levasish kanech. If you're coming to take for yourself, matoy v'manoy, vakasha, but you're coming to be, you are acting, Shimon is being poil for Reuven. Shimon being poil for Reuven, on cheshben everyone else, the expense of everyone else, is a taina of lav kol kiminei. And that kind of love called Kimine is Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev, the parsha of Schi and Shlichus, because both the parsha of Schi and Shlichus are Reuven's doing for Shimon. We have a person who's not doing for himself. This one is even more protest. We have both in the parsha of Schi and Shlichus. You're not coming to take for yourself, you're coming to take for somebody else. Anytime there's something that's Chavla Acher, and you're coming to take for somebody else, there's a taina be'etzim of love called Kimine. There's be'etzim a taina of love called Kimine. We're going to get soon to the Pratum Rashi and Toises. The Machlok is Rashi and the Rishayim. But this is the Poshup Shah and the Sugya, totally different than what the Pnei Yeshua and the Ksais are saying. The Pasha of the Sugya and the Rishayim. It's not Pshat that the Pasha of Shlichus and Schiyah doesn't start. For carrots. Let's get the names, I'm going to keep on switching the names. But let's say Reuven's coming to my beer for Shimon. Reuven has the Pasha of Schiyah mitam Shlichus be Yisoy. And he be'etzim has Shlichus. Be'etzim. He be'etzim is coming to be a Shliach for Shimon. Av them kum te taino, lav kol kminei. And lav kol kminei, dos tes is the recht to be a Shliach, either through Schiyah or Sam Shliach. And the Mela Vada Mikoyach that Taino that neutralized that tells that this Megareh is Koyach in order to be a Shliach and a Shliach. But that's the Lav Kol Kmine. And if then we can understand, that's the binyan of the Sugya. Then we can understand how Mika Dezochi helps. That's the Eitzah. That's why is the Eitzah? Why is Mika Dezochi an Eitzah to this problem? The answer is Mika Dezochi Taka doesn't make it Oishav Lachir. Avada, even by an Oni La Oni, even by Metzi, it's not Oishav Lachir. Avada is Chav Lachir. The Vaila Reuven wasn't Zoich in it. He wasn't Zoich for himself. He could be Zoich in himself, but he wasn't Zoich in himself. What Migud de Zochi says is direct taina to the taina of Lav Kol Kmine. Lav Kol Kmine means the Hosnish Kin Koyach. Migud de Zochi says, I have Koyach. You know I have Koyach? I'll do it for Migud. What I could do, the Fidam Amaroim hold of Migud de Zochi. Since if I take it from myself, again, we spoke out that there is no taina of Lav Kol Kmine, because the person takes himself, and that means he does have the Koyach to get in the Messiah. That same Koyach I have, if I would do it for myself, I'm transferring now, and I'm using it to be Zoicha for Shimon. Reuven says, Migu Dezochi Lenafshei, that Koyach, he's building up a Koyach, more or less. Migu Dezochi is building up a Koyach over here. Taka, when you're zoichin a metzia more than a matana, more than a matana, you're being mafsid lecher. You're not being zoichin something from yuchid for you. You're being mafsid. You're being zoichin lecher. You're doing good. You're from staring other people. Aber Migo Dozochi says, I have the koyach. I have the koyach. That same koyach I have in my pocket in order to be mafsid lecher, but to be zoichin myself, I can now use that to be zoichin for Shimon also. This is the binyan of the sugya. Pasha pshan, the binyan of the sugya. The ma'akev of chav lecher is a ma'akev in the koyach to do an asiyah that's chav lecher for somebody else. And Migu Duzachi says, you're right, I'm doing it for somebody else, but I have the koyach to do it for myself. If I have the koyach for myself, I can merge. I can use my koyach that I have in my pocket to do it for myself, and now I can use that now to go for Yenna. That's the din of Migu Duzachi. The Mela, all the Amaroyim hold that you might be a Mitzil Chavir Karni, Bepshute, hold because of Migu Duzachi. And Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda Taka, they don't hold Migu Duzachi. You don't say Migu Duzachi, you can't carry over that koyach that you would have over there. That's the Achdoma Be'etzim to the Sukh. Yes, Kumik Sutsu Rashi and Toysus. So Rashi. If this whole ma'akiv, this whole din, this whole svar of lav kol kamine, if it's a ma'akiv, of lav kol kamine, liskoy sezev, aloch lezev, Rashi says it's only by schir, not by shlichus. Why? Pashup shan, Rashi. Rashi says, because a zoich is a koifetz me'ev. The whole taina, where we set up the sugi, the whole taina of chav lachem is only, but not by a person who's being zoich for himself, by a person who's zoich for himself, even if he's chav lachem, but he has the right to do that. He has the right to do it. Just like anyone else could do that. Zok Rashi, when Reuven's coming, Beter is a shliach of Shimon, so shluch shalom kamoisa. It's not pshat that he is doing for somebody else. He's Shimon. Just like Shimon could do it, he could do it for Shimon. However, Schia, Rashi says, that's called a kleifis me'el. Schia. Rashi's saying, it's not that I'm totally Shimon. Reuven's not totally Shimon. Why not? That's the shot. Why not? This, I mean, I don't want to talk to Marcha, I don't want to touch a lot of prophet. But Lechura, the Ksei starts, the Ksei says a certain way. However, there's a lot of rise in Rashi. In places we spoke, as in Elazman, that Rashi, even though Rashi holds Tzchir Mitam Shlichus, it's not the same. Tosis holds Tzchir Mitam Shlichus. Tosis Shita is Tzchir Mitam Shlichus. It's mamish like a Poshen Aminu Shlichus. Since it's an Antzadi, in our case, Reuven knows that Shimon wants him to be his Shliach. So it's as if Shimon mamish, he heard his voice, and Shimon told him, made him a Shliach. So Taka, there's no Tzchir Mitam Shlichus. Our Rashi holds not that way. So it says Taina. The fact that Reuven knows Shimon wants to make him a Shliach is not a Minu Shlichus. It's not an active Minu Shlichus. I know he wants. Very nice, but it's not an active Minu Shlichus. So the Torah said, the Nusach said, that the Torah said, you could make yourself into a shliach, only by me did this chus. It's a chiddush of the Torah. The Torah said, in something you know for sure Yenna would want you, you're allowed to make yourself into a shliach. So it comes out that in the parasha of Schia, you are being be'etzem, you're the one who's making yourself. Reuven, why is Reuven like Shimon? Because Shimon was mamanim, and Shimon gave him the koiches to be for him? No, Reuven is like Shimon, because Reuven decided, Reuven was a man himself. The koyach of shlich is coming from himself. Of them, Rashi says, is chal the tain of lav kol kamine. It's lav kol kamine to put yourself, put on yourself a parasha of shlichus. To be mechal on yourself a parasha of shlichus. To give yourself a parasha of shlichus to be chav lacherim in order for Shimon. Lav kol kamine is chal lias koyfitz meilah. But if you're a richtiger shliach, so how Rashi the Vaila we're going to say? How Rashi, over there there's no tain. There's the pashtus. Oh, that's shitus Rashi. What's the Rishayim? Showing them all, even by Shluch Shalom Kamoisei, there's a chesaron of Chav Lachem. So we'll start. There's two rushes, so I want to talk about it a little bit. There's two rushes. There's a rush by us and a rush in Gittin. A rush by us in the same exact lushen of the Ramban, the Marov Rambans, saying they use the lushen Lav Kol Kamine, even though he made him Shliach. But still, Lav Kol Kamine, even though Shliach, Lachem, it's a lushen. Last night, you're a shliach, right? Reuven's coming in. He says, "Hashalom aleichem, I'm a shliach of Shimon." We say, "Very nice, you're a shliach of Shimon." Aval lav kol kamine, liskois lizeh, v'lav lachav lanu. All other people want to get the metziah. They scream out, "Lav kol kamine!" I shluch shalom gamayse. The Rashi just says, "Lav kol kamine," and he adds on afterwards, "Memela yodoi, memela yada shliach is not ki yada mishleach l'inze." The way we're setting up the sugi, everyone understands that's not the first word of the Rashi. It's a telug. Once it's chal, a tain of lav kol kamine, the rush doesn't mean the parsh of shlichus wasn't said l'chav lachem. The rush means once there's a tain on the shliach of lav kol kamine, memela, that's ma'akiv, memela, that's megareya, memela, he doesn't become a shliach l'inyan zeh. That's the rush's word over here. What's the pshat? I shluch hashem kamoisei. So l'chor, medav zog, medav rishonim. All the rishonim, they brought rayas before they said, and it comes, Tosfos, come on, all the rishonim is saying cheshbin, it's mukhach not like Rashi. What's the rush take? So the answer is a shliach after al shluch hashem kamoisei. But Reuven is then that he's not Shimon. Reuven's not Shimon. Reuven has a parsha called Shlichus. And he was makabel to be a Shliach. His taka was makabel to be a Shliach. But mitzad kama, he's acting as a Shliach, he's doing for Shimon. But is he be'etzim Shimon? Allah not. He's not Meshubit the Shimon. We'll bring it out. The stipler says, brings it out this way. He's up the stipler. At the last second, let's say Taka made a Meshliach in case of a Metzir. Shimon made Reuven a Metzir. He made a Shliach a Metzir. And he was masking. And he went 20 miles to pick up the Metzir. At the last second, Reuven decides, I'm not picking up for Shimon, I'm picking up for myself. What happened? So is it Mechuyev? Is it something? Is it Mechuyev to do Shlichas? Why Mechuyev to do Shlichas? Avada the Shlichas is Nacham. It says the whole din of Kamoisa is Mitli Tole Vekoi. I'm going to execute. Reuven's going to act as Shimon Shliach. Reuven's not Be'etzim Shimon. Hakama Reuven b'shas the schia, b'shas the meshas ma'isa, decides to carry out the shlichus. He's a shliach. Oh, but he's not b'cheftzeh. He's not meshubin. He's not like a poil. He's not. There's no kinyan that's chal on him that he's automatically a shliach. He's be'etzem Reuven who's deciding to do shlichus for Shimon. He's be'etzem Reuven who's starting for Shimon who's deciding to do shlichus for Shimon. Zok to Rishayim of them is tain echal d'lav kol kamine. Shimon be'etzem. I'm sorry, Reuven. You're be'etzem Reuven. You're deciding now to do shlichus for Shimon. Lav kol kamine. Now to decide to do shlichus for Shimon. At the end of the day, you're another person. At the end of the day, you're not Shimon. You are Reuven who's deciding to do shlichus for Shimon. Lav kol kamine is handled to Rishayim. Tain Rishayim. Even on person already was chal shlichus and he didn't make himself a shliach. But at the end of the day, shlichus he's doing shlichus for him. V'harayin, that's the problem. He could do it for himself. So the Rishonim hold even on shlichus is chal the time of lav kol kaminei. On the mail avada shter the shlichus avada at the end of the day the yad of shlichus not kiryan of shlichus. It means that that's pshan the rosh and the fee this portion of mahal go. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds akedekach lav kol kaminei doesn't go. Someone already is a shlich doesn't go akedekach. There's no rosh in Gittin. The rosh in Gittin also. Let's look at Tavis Balchay over there in Gittin Yud Aleph. Rosh also proves, not like Rashi, brings Rashi, and also like Rishayim by us argues on Rashi, proves in the Sugi and Ksubis. The other Sugi is that Avada, even by a Shliach, there's a chesaron of Chav Lachir, there's a tain of Lav Kol Kimine, but the Rosh is undervert. The Rosh and the Rosh are the following. It's Muchach, when you hear me about Choshu, the Afilu Basso is Shliach Chav Lachir, Zok to Rosh, listen to look close to the Rosh and the Rosh. Loi Domi, Lemada Itmar Ba'almo Shluchay Shaladam Kamoisa. I mean, Shulch Shem Kamoisa, what time? Achav Lachem. If he's Kamoisa, he could do Lachem, it's up to Rosh. The Lav Kol Kimine, Lishav Yeshiach Lav Kol Lachem. It's Rosh and Rosh. Here the Rosh is talking about the Meshalech, not the Shliach. Shimon sent Reuven to get his Choyv, or to get a Metziah, it's up to Rosh. Lav Kol Kimine for Shimon to point the Shliach, Lav Kol Lachem. Sounds like the Rosh, the way we set up the Sugiyah. Lav Kol Lachem is always something bad some other people have tainus on. For you to do it for yourself, you can do it for yourself. No one can have a tain on. Aber Hagufa, you to give it to someone else to do is also a tain of Eiter. You can't give someone else to do. You can't be marchiv yourself. You can't make a representative of yourself, lochel lachem. Yourself, you can do lochel lachem. Of the gift to someone else, lochel lachem, is a tain on you also, lav kol kimine. You don't have the recht, you don't have the koyach, you don't have the koyach to give gibzich iber and shlichus to yenim. That's what it sounds like the Rosh is saying. But first of all, it's two problems. First of all, it's a steer to the Rosh over here. Yeah, the Rosh over here says it's a chesaron in the shliach. Over there, the Rosh says it's a chesaron in the mashaleh. But second of all, the bigger problem, and understand the rush over there, if it's a chesaron in the Meshaleach, the problem is Meshaleach can't create a Shliach. Loch of Lachem, because of Lav Kol Kimine. We'll go back to the binyan of the Sugya, the way we set up the Sugya. What is Migud Dezochi going to help out? We saw that when a problem, Chav Lachem, Migud Dezochi helps out. Bishlam of the problem was Mitzad the Shliach, that the Tain is on the Shliach, Lav Kol Kimine. Migud Dezochi says he has the Koyach, he's a Bar Koyach. Oh, the problem is in Meshaleach. If the problem is in Meshaleach, so what is that going to help? What is that going to help? The Meshalech, Shimon can't send Reuven. So Reuven has the koyach, but Shimon can't give him the koyach. Shimon has to. We have to go to the parsha of shlichas. We're using the parsha of shlichas. How could Shimon give it? Lachar nearly. Maybe it's a little bit of a chiddush and pshat. It can't sign. Looks a lush in the rush. Interesting. The first deed, a good deed. The second one, the rush is asking a kasha. The rush by us is the mafarsh. He says over the sugya, and he says. That the din, you see, the din of Chav Lachem is afilu asoy shliach. Dil lav kol kiminei, lasoy shliach, lasoy shliach. Over there, the Rosh doesn't say over the Gemara and just say dil lav kol kiminei l'shav shliach. The Rosh react the Rosh and kasha Gemara. Beloy dami. Be'etzem he's asking vim toimar. How shulchu shalom kamaisa? The Rosh is asking a kasha. That's not in the Tzuzah Shmaitzah. I think the Rosh over there, Avada, he learned pshat like the Rosh by us. Nikr svar of lav kol kiminei is talking about the shliach. He's talking about the shliach. The Rosh had a naya kasha over there, and the Rosh is a naya teretz. Back to our sugya, that the nidin is betzim on the shliach, that's the suicide of the shmaitzah. What's kenzayin the pshat? Kenzayin, it's a chiddush, maybe, my mcmore. But I think the kivon is, the Rosh is saying like this. The Rosh taka you also, another diktuk, there's a second diktuk, he used the lashon. We saw the Ritva and Elozman, And when the Moshach, when the Shas uses the Shprach, Shul Shalom Kamoisa, the Torah, the Gemara is trying to say something special to Madrega of Shlichus. The Rosh doesn't ask, Ay, Veloy Domi, the Shlichus. The Rosh doesn't ask what happened to Shlichus. The Rosh asks, Veloy Domi, the Shlichus Shalom Kamoisa. Maybe the Pshan of the Rosh is like this. Oh, I'm going to say a word. And we saw that Be'etzem, every time someone Zoichen and Mitzi and Zoichen and Hefker, Be'etzem it's a Chavla Acher. Be'etzem it's a Chavla Acher. Be'etzem, even when I am Zoichen for myself in Mitzi and Hefker, I'm Be'etzem Chavla Acher. No, the vote was, the pshat is, I have the koyach loch of lachem. I talk, I have the koyach loch of lachem. I have the right. Well, a person has the right for himself to be loch of lachem. Vector Rosh and I vote. Maybe the mishaleach could give over, could stick into the shlichus. He could give over to the shliach the right loch of lachem. There's a pshat, I'm supposed to making you to do a shliach. Again, Shimon sending Reuven, Reuven, you be my shliach. And stam, you are the shliach, you fear ois the din. That was the Rosh was dealing with by us. And that is a taina. Lavko kumine liskois loch of lezev liskois lezev. Frekta Rosh, maybe I can make a kamoisoi on the fact that if I could be chav lacher, I can give over that right, that koyach. I have a koyach. We see in the din of migud azachi. There's a musik that's called a koyach loch of lacher. Maybe I could give over the koyach loch of lacher. I can give it over to the shliach. Let me make lo domi no adam shluch shom kamoisoi. There's a partial shulchan ma'aseh, frek the rush. If the partial shulchan ma'aseh, everything should go to the shulchan ma'aseh. Let me give over the din to take the metziah with the koyach loch of lacher. Does Dr. Rush, if I'm coming to give over bezunder the loch of lacher, Dr. Rush, lav kol kiminei, give over loch of lacher. The lav kol kiminei is chal on goof of giving over the loch of lacher. Oh, but the bayos, we're back to the regular thing. The seder, he can't give me over the special koyach loch of lacher. Oh, but let me do it al shlichas. Does Dr. Rush? Lav kol kiminei. There's a taina on the shliach. Lav kol kiminei. When the Migid Azochi is answering the problem on the shliach, the Migid Azochi doesn't have to answer the problem of the Mishalech. The Rosh was only coming on to that he's coming a special new koyach, that maybe the Mishalech could give over the koyach lach lachir. But if you Migid Azochi solves the problem of the shliach, that there's no taina on the shliach, because the shliach, Migid Azochi, the shliach has his own koyach. So then there's a regular parasha shlichas. I'm asking you to the shliach, you fear ice however you want, however you could. You have your own koyach, you fear ice with your own koyach. The Kenzain belief in that the two Roshes are mashlim zezeh. But etzem, the ikur is the Rosh and our sugya. The Rosh is going by our sugya with the poshet, without the fancy din of shlichus. It's coming with the regular parsha of shlichus. And that we said that the Rosh says, and all the Rishon Magen and Rashi are saying that even on a shliach is chal a tain of lav kol kminei liskeis v'zev halachav lezeh. The Rosh in Gittin maybe was asking that maybe agufa kol ze achnis into the shlichus. I'm giving you over a koyach lachav lachem. I'm making your shliach liskeis b'metziyev halachav lekol olam. That's what I'm making your shliach to. If them Dr. Rush, that extra trot, I can't make you. I can't make your shlich lisk loch of lacher. So what can I do? I can make a shlich. It's time to make a metziah. You have a problem. Migud Azochi is an answer to that problem. Oh. So what's with Daz Rashi? Get back to Daz Rashi. Rashi, we explained a little bit what's the chiddush between Tzchiyah and Shlichus. Oh, but we show him ask two questions. We show him ask. You see in the sugya twice. Rather, you see in Rashi in Beitza also. There's a Rashi in Babakam also. Come on, four places where it says Mavur, Mafurish. That if you make a shliach on a hefker and a mitzia, taka it helps. Three or four places that taka and Rishonim. So you see, I'm sorry that there's a need of chav lachem. Doesn't help. There's a need. You have to come out to migud azochi. There's three or four places where it says even by a mitzia, and the Rishonim asked some ksubis also. So I want to be mitzia something. The emes is all the achrenim come out to go one mahalach. All the achrenim come out to go one mahalach. The Sivas, the Machanefrain, the Beis Halevi, they all bring in the sugya. Maybe we'll have time. We're going to get to in a few minutes. They all want to say that Bedas Rashi, Bechlal, you can't make a shliach on a metziah. To answer the question of a metziah, you can't make a shliach on a metziah. Because you say it, we'll see soon. From the Ran, that you need to be a shliach shabala moment. The Meshaleach has to be a bala moment in order to make a shliach. And a metziah and a hefker, the Ran holds like upon him, but even by hefker and metziah, you're not a bala moment. You're not a bala moment. And Mela, you can't make a shliach. Maybe that's what Rashi holds. That's what they want to be metziah. I'm not going dafka, not going into it. I'll just say my problem with it. First of all, it's a little sauce. Say, there's a fellow, but the Maisa. Hopefully, we're going to get to it. There's a Shem, Daf Yud Beis. It doesn't stim. Rashi, it doesn't stim with the Ran. They're coming from Iran. And I think it's Mukhach and Rashi. Rashi says a different text to the Ran's Kash and Daf Yud Beis. It's Mukhach Lechur that Rashi doesn't hold of the Chiddush of the Ran, the huge Chiddush of the Ran. That even by Hefker and Mitzia, there is a din of Shlucha Shabbat Mama. It's my problem. If you're holding better than me, I want to be Mitzia Efshinachavort. I think maybe there's a remiss this in the Shita. Shita says it's Mishan Rashi. Shita says we can mechalei b'dash Rashi between mitzi and bal choyv. When a bal choyv, a tavia makes a shliach on to be goyves choyv, his kilu becomes it's kilu to his harsha. There's kilu to his harsha. Mashen gebem mitzi, there's no harsha. Not so clear what the shita means. What does it mean? Is kilu harsha? Come on, see maybe the following part. Maybe it's a chiddush. We'll see what the Eilim thinks. Efshazay, in Kenzan there's a big chiluk between a bal choyv and a mitzi. There's a big chiluk first before the shlichus. when the Meshaleach himself is Tevei Achoyv and Meshaleach himself is Goyv and Metziv. Don't want to be Metziv, that's Rashi. Maybe we want to change around the tables. Maybe, forget it. Maybe Rashi, that's Furish Loshan Rashi, Ksubis Daf, Tzadik, the pay down basis, that even the chesaron of Lav Kol Kmini applies to a Shliach. Furish Loshan Rashi, pay down basis. Maybe Rashi, I'm asking, there's a little bit of Mapecha, that's why I'm not so uncomfortable with it, all the Risha'ula. Achrein, when there's the dishes of Rashi, but maybe Rashi, be Yisoyed Hadover, agrees to all the Risha'in, that the chesaron of Lav Kol Kmini applies to a Shliach. It's a Loshan Rashi and Ksubis. Balchoyv is different. When you make a shliach for a balchoyv, it's different. Why? There's a svar. Svar, you sure? When a person is being goyva metziah, when I'm picking up metziah for myself, be'etzem, when I do for myself, I'm also chav lacher. Everyone in the world could get it. I had any special rights to it more than anyone else. I didn't have any special rights to it. Everyone could get it. The potential is up for everyone. Another part is, no one could have a tain on me. How can I be chav lacher? Because I have just as much right to you. But be'etzem, I'm doing a pool, I'm doing an asiyah that's chav lacher. But when a Baal Choyv has a Shibur on the Nechosim of the Loiv, a Malvi has a Shibur on the Nechosim of the Loiv. He has a Shibur. He has a Shibur to be Tevea, his Mamoini Gaboch. He has a Shibur to be Mamoini Gaboch. When he's being Tevea, who's Tevea? He's being Tevea, it's his $100 that Abba Yenim. The Pshat is when he's taking it, he's doing it on a sea of Chav Lacher. He's taking his money. He's Oysa B'Shaloi. He's not doing something, maybe they thought they had an opportunity to get it until he got it. But when he took it, he's taking his own money. He's taking money, he's taking back his original money. He's taking his original money. He has a money gaboch. A Baal Choyv has a tfi, has a shibur. We call him a money gaboch. That mega dollar that I gave you, I have it by you. When I'm taking for myself, this is why I want to be matzi, but that's Rashi. It's not called I'm doing a pool of chav lachem b'chla. It's not pshat that I'm doing a pool of chav to the other Baal Choyvus, but I have the right to do it. It's not called, in the tzias avada, it's called avada, they missed an opportunity. Avada. But it's not called that I'm taking away something that a shaykh said, I had a shaykh to that. So in Melo, when I send a shliach to do something, And I give over shliach kinira, I give him over all the koyches, I give him over my mamoni gaboch, I give him over my mamoni gaboch. That can't say he's lashon l'shita when he means kilu yom morsha. I didn't write a harsha. I wrote a harsha. But whenever you're making over a choyv to make a gvias choyv, whenever you're coming to make a gvias choyv, you're giving over your mamoni gaboch. The pshat over there Rashi holds is you're not making a shliach loch of lachem b'chol. You're not making a shliach loch of lachem. If he wants to come himself and he wants to make schia and he didn't put the mamoni gaboch, he didn't give me the mamoni gaboch, then he's a koyches meilav. Then there's a problem. Then he's coming to chav lachem. But Baal Choyv, Al Kama the Malve gives over, makes a shliach, and gives me over the Mamayni Gaboch. So it's not a pool of Chav Lachem B'chlau. It's not really called that I'm doing Chav Lachem. Potentially they could have got it, but he's Oyse B'Shaloi. He's doing something in his own backyard. Is it? Someone to give a get, is that considered Chav Lachem? Is it Mechav to the Isha? When someone gives a get, is that a problem of Chav Lachem? Is it a noisy of Chav Lachem? The Sfar says not. The Baal's being Chav Lachem, he's Bailus over the Isha. That's his whole Bailus. His Bailus over the Isha is, if he wants to divorce her. It's not a chav lachem. Can't say the bailus of a Baal Choyv is koilin it, a moini gaboch, to take back what's his. So that's not cool, the pilot. Forget about that it's chav lachem. No, he has the extra recht to do that. No, it's not a pool of chav lachem. I mean, over there, Kenzai and Rashi said that it helps with a shliach. But by Metziah, where it is a chav lachem, I know I'm sending you to do be a shliach chav lachem. Kenzai and Rashi agrees to all the Rishon. Avad even a shliach. I go to the sugging subis. The sugging subis talking about Baal Choyv. But there we could use teretz of many, many, many different achrayim, different teretzim. Ravai will say the Nesivis. The Nesivis says over there was no Shiba, there was Yisayim. There was no Shiba Dechasim over there. It was Yisayim. So over there you have a case where the Baal Choyv is coming to be Goyveh without a Shiba. He doesn't have the svar that he's Kamorsha. And Melo over there, it's Taka Shak, Shakal to a Metziah. Can't say in the possibility. Atzo, Efshur, B'daz Rashi. Yeah, I want to start. I don't have time, but at least to start. We shouldn't blab Amaratzim. It's noisy. This is Arasug is the Melanta. It's a noisy. The Ikam Mekayimus and Shas, but the Etzem was the Vapasha by the Achreinim and Rishainim, a big Yisrael and Shlichus. Start very, very Bekitzer. The Ramban, the end of the Sugya, the Rambirichanan says, until now we had that the whole Sugya, the Gemara is busy with Migu Dezochi and Afshi. Right away the Gemara says, brings in Peo, Migu Dezochi, you need two Migus, one Migu Dezochi. Why do you need Migu Dezochi? The Chara comes out that it's Mizbar, the Hemshech HaSugya. The reason why we need Migu Dezochi, and there isn't a regular parish of Schia and Shlichus, is because the problem of Chava Lachem, like we're setting up the whole time. Kenzan is a big mocker, not like that. The Ramban at the end of the Sugya, Birchanan, he says, Birchanan holds Rabbi Metzil Chaver, Kona Chaver. Frek Toysis, the steer. The Ramban, Rabbi Birchanan and other places holds is the problem of Chav Lachem. So Toysis Taka says, like we said, Rabbi Birchanan meant als Migo de Zochi, and Echanam. Rabbi Birchanan meant als Migo de Zochi, as Toysis. The Ramban says, Lachem. Ramban says, Rabbi Birchanan is Mechalik between Metzil and Baal Chaver, which is the very Mustafa de Gesvar. And he holds the whole Chesaron of Chav Lachem is Baal Chaver. We talk about all of the Baal Chaver, except Shibudim. That's called Chav Lachem. But in Mitzia, where they didn't have any schus and mamanis, there was all opportunities. That's not called chaf lachem. There's no tain of lav kol kimine. Zokter and Ban Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of the migul de zochi. Fakir, he doesn't hold. Halacha furish. He doesn't hold migul de zochi. In a case, l'mashal, another bal choyv, one bal choyv wants to be zoicha for another bal choyv, it's not going to work. Because Rabbi Yochanan, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan also, we don't hold of migul de zochi and avshe zochi lachavri. But Mitzia, you don't have to come out to migul de zochi and avshe zochi lachavri b'chal. But Mitzia, there's no problem of chaf lachem. But back to the regular parsha, schi and shlichus. Zokter and Ban. What do we shouldn't bring the Ramban? I'm a head Yimachriya like him, the Ramban. Ramban sounds like he goes, he's going like him, but we will bring this Ramban over here. The Pella is, effective. Reuven asks, everyone asks from the Ramban. So Ramban is saying that by Metzia, only by Baal HaChoyv, the Chesaron of Chav HaChayim, only by Choyv. So what happened to Peah? In the beginning of the Sugya, by Baal HaChoyv, you have to mount the Migu. But by Peah Lecher is like by Metzia. They also, there's no oni that had a special schus in it. Any oni had a special schus, a special shiv in it. Pei is l'chor like. This terutzim, I don't have time to go into it. It's muchach that it's not chav lachem. It's muchach in cheshmen from the Ran. I can't go into the ganzen cheshmen, but it's muchach that the answer is not that pei is also chav lachem. So l'chor, I'll start the tchilas ador. L'chor, it's mefurish in the Ran. I'm gonna give a look, it takes a little time to open up the Ran. But there's a Ran, you can all look around after your base. Which is a bissel nageh to the chotzer, sugi of chotzer, which we're going to be learning. And more nageh to our sugi. But the Ran, over there, is dealing with why you can't make a chotzer to be koin and mitzia. And then Ban says, this is what we said before, that you need to be a shliach shel bal hamamon. What does it mean to be a shliach shel bal hamamon? It means, in order for a meshaleach to give over a shliach koyach, to do shlichus, any shlichus in the Torah, he has to be a bailam over the asiya that he's going to do. Dr. Ran, hefker, mitzia, I'm going to bailam over the hefker and the mitzia. When I go take it, I'm going to come a bailam beforehand. There's no precedent, there's no preceding bailus over a mitzvah and a hefka that I could go give over somebody the koiches to go do the shlichas. If I have something and I want to be makhnit to somebody else, I'm a bailum, I can give over some of the shlichas. Mitzvah and hefka, I can't do. Zokteran, what's my raya? There's two rayas. Well, one of his rayas is arsug. How do I know that even hefka and a mitzvah, you need to be a shlich shabamam? Zokteran, mitarich dvar. Leich tilmat from the sugya and chesam and tesma base. Harid is a man the omer, we passing that way. That the Rabbonon, the Chachamim hold, then the Oni La'oni, you could say it, you could take pay on me Oni La'oni, but you can't take me Usher La'oni. Reflect around, what's the chilek between an Usher and an Oni? What's the chilek? Why can an Usher can't take an Oni? Zokter Ran, Al Shlichus. Why can't it be? If Schimi Tam Shlichus, if there's a regular parsha of Shlichus, Usher can't do Shlichus. An Usher can't do Shlichus, why not? The Teretz is, Zokter Ran, I see you have to come out to Miku Tazachi. The Teretz says, regular shlichas Dr. Ryan doesn't work. I have to come out to Migu Tazachi. Migu Tazachi only works for one ani, because it's one migu. And an usher, it doesn't work, it's two migus. Dr. Ryan, I see from over here, there's a so called shlichas Shabbal HaMom. Lechur, it's muchach in the Ran. I can't fear eyes. It's wetting the appetite of the oil. That it's muchach in the Ran, that the Ran learned. The Ran saw in Asugya that he learned that the reason why we were coming to Migu Tazachi, the reason why that's coming to Masalik is not the problem of Chav Lachir. It's taka. Well, it's more of this a little bit that it doesn't taka say. It's a very sosma sugi. The sugi doesn't start throwing around migu de zochis. Doesn't mention a word about chav lachem. Later on, the Gemara brings Omer of Chivza, Omer of Nachman, the Tevis of Achoy, Magmush of Achem, Loi Kana. Reflecting more, my timer. Tevis of Achoy, Magmush of Achem. Shol Aleichem, my timer. The whole sugi is starting to go to chav lachem. The Gemara now asks Rabbi Yechanan, my timer. What do you mean? The whole sugi is screaming out that you need migu. Well, and the Gemara now wakes up. Why shouldn't it be kaina? The Gemara should say, yeah. The Gemara, if anything, the Gemara should say they don't hold of migu. The Marshal said, my time, I don't hold a migu. But the Marshal doesn't say that. Marshal said, my time, I have a chayim. What are you waking up now? It seems like the Ran, and maybe other Rishonim learned, Pashup Shah and the Sugya, that there was a different reason why we have to come on to migu to Zachi. It's something called, you have to bevar what this is, something called, you have to be Shluch HaShabal HaMam. And that's the reason why you need to come on to migu to Zachi. And that's what migu to Zachi is helping out for. And Fakert, migu to Zachi maybe doesn't even help for Chavlachim. Mamish Matecha, Mamish Andrus from Rashi and Toysus. And maybe they hold the Fakert, the whole Sugya migu to Zachi, way we started, the whole beginning of the Chabur is, the whole sugya migu de zochi, it's handling the problem of chav lachem. There's a problem of chav lachem. Migu de zochi answers that. Some people do hold migu de zochi, de zochi. Maybe there's a whole other way to learn the sugya. At the Ran, the Ramban maybe learned the sugya. That the need and the reason why I'm coming on to migu de zochi is because of the concern called that I'm not a shluch of alamam. That migu de zochi somehow helps, and maybe if I care, that doesn't even help the chlal for the chav lachem. Yeah, I heard it.